May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn number 554. Though we walk through this wilderness, God's promise is our stay. His goodness he will make to pass before us in the way. Hymn 554.
Let us read together from the Word of God, from the first book of Samuel and chapter 16. The first book of Samuel, chapter 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord, and call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him, And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Therefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid, and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, thy mercy and thy kindness again has been lengthened out unto us. Where a little company of poor sinners are found gathered now together in the house of our God. Dear Lord, we desire to come and render that due praise and thanksgiving to thee for all thy goodness and mercy and all thy kindness bestowed upon us. Indeed, for mercies countless as the sand which daily we receive. Lord, as we've been singing in our opening hymn this morning, that he makes his goodness pass before us in the way. And dear Lord, that is verily, verily true. Thou dost make, and thou hast made, and thou continues to make thy goodness pass before us in the way. Lord, we are exalted to come indeed and enter into thy courts with praise and thanksgiving. And so, Lord, we come this morning, desiring to render that due praise to thee for the many mercies we each have and receive day by day and hour by hour. Lord, we thank thee for all the many favours we have, the health, the strength, the use of our natural faculties, the comforts, the beds we lie on, the roof over our head. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word. We thank thee for the house of God. We thank thee for thy beloved Son, Jesus, who came into the world to seek and to save sinners. So, Lord, we come then with a true, thankful heart. Dear Lord, and we do thank thee also here present this morning is one little one, little baby boy, Edward. Lord, we thank thee for mercies to his dear mother, bringing her through, granting that safety and that delivery, and indeed for giving life and sparing life. Oh, and we do thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy and favours. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we pray that this little one with the other little brothers and sisters in the family, and everyone, in fact, found here in this chapel this morning, may have only been born to be born again by thy blessed Spirit. And Lord, we do pray that as this little one was born, if that memory is correct, was on Tuesday last, Lord, we pray that it may be the set time that sinners may be born again, even this day. Oh, born again by the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, do graciously work then in our midst here this day, so that thy name is honoured and glorified in the salvation of sinners. Lord, do graciously help us. We do pray then that thou wilt help us to render thanks to thee for every mercy and favour. We're quite sure, Lord, that our friends are truly thankful then for thy goodness and mercy to them. And do bless them together and the little family, we pray. Lord, we do lovingly commend all the little children today. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt bless them in the days of their childhood and youth. Oh, we read that I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And may these dear children indeed find thee to the joy and rejoicing of their own heart and souls, and render thanksgiving to thee. Lord, but then there are others, Lord, that may be that are cast down for various reasons, feel not to be blessed as others. We pray that thou remember such and bless them and be with them, hold them up and bear them, Lord, before thee, praying that thou in thy mercy appear and make thy goodness indeed pass before them in the way. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Dear Lord, thou art able. Now, Lord, we pray thou be with us then. Lord, as we come to worship thee here this day, oh, that we may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. We do ask, Lord, that thou wilt pardon and forgive our every sin and all our iniquities and transgressions, our many faults and failings, our inconsistencies, our wanderings, our backslidings. Dear Lord, do cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love, and tell us, Lord, and make us feel it, that we are thine, forever thine. Dear Lord Jesus, do come and do graciously help and be with us now, and undertake for us, we pray. Dear Lord, do then help us. And knowest, Lord, where there's a burden, and where there's a sigh, a cry, a fall of a tear, and the upward glance of an eye, when none but God is near, we pray that thou would bless thy people. And knowest those that have come to chapel this morning, Lord, feeling, that will the Lord speak with me today? Will he speak to my soul? Lord, those have come with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Those have come with an aching void that this world cannot fill. Lord, do come and do fill it with thy love and thy mercy. Oh, thou knowest, hearest the cry of those that Cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, do bless seeking souls. Do bless all that come. Lord, with that true spirit of worship then in their heart. Pray, dear Lord, that they may not be sent home empty, but, oh, they may have those sweet tokens of thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies. Hear our prayer and our breathings. We ask and pray, thou remember. Dear Lord, then, thy people, there are those, Lord, that are some, Lord, connected with this chapel, Lord. They're in old age, infirmity and weakness. And Lord, and they doubtless feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Oh, that thou wilt bless them, Lord, so that they may humbly say, and I long to see it fall. Oh, to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, do bless, do graciously help, and, Lord, do remember. Pray then that thou wilt remember thy people, those then in sickness and affliction, draw near, help them, hold them up, support them, strengthen them. Lord, if it please thee, restore to a measure of health and strength, then be with each and all. Pray thou wilt remember those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, graciously support them. Oh, we think of those, Lord, have lost near and dear ones of late. Oh, and we pray thou be with them and undertake for them. Some, Lord, have yet to stand around the grave. Lord, to lay to rest their near and dear ones. Lord, then do be with them. Oh, be with the widows and the widowers. Be with those that have lost their mother or father, a brother, a sister, a child, maybe a child's lost a grandparent. Lord, do be very near. Lord, do help them. Oh, Mother, Lord, thy people, Lord, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Lord, do bless them. Be very near. Pray then that thou wilt help us who pray for one another, and bear one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. We pray for others, Lord, that are found in sickness and affliction, but also, Lord, those are found in deep troubles and trials and difficulties. Oh, that thou would indeed make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Lord, some have some crooked things in their life, some rough places. They're called to walk through deep waters. They're called to walk through fiery trials. But, dear Lord, thou hast promised, when thou walkest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when thou passest through the fires, I will not forsake thee. Lord, then, do fulfil thy word and promise to and for thy people, we pray. Do graciously help. Remember, Lord, those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do put forth thy hand and do bring them back. Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning and make them trophies of thy grace. And be very near and very gracious, we pray. Do help. We ask and pray thou remember then one and another, and be near, dear Lord, to each and all. Pray for our Queen, a royal household. Lord, our Queen is an old lady. Lord, and we know not how much longer she may be preserved to us, but we do ask that thou would abundantly bless and graciously go before. Lord, we do particularly think, Lord, of the heirs to the throne. Oh, that thou wouldst work in their hearts. Lord, thou wouldst change their hearts. And, oh, we ask that we may have godly kings, queens to rule and reign over us. Lord, those that fear thy name, there is nothing too hard for thee. Gracious Lord, do work. We pray for our leaders. Think of our Prime Minister. She needs thy help, Lord. Undertake for her, support her, strengthen her. Oh Lord, an enormous burden rests upon her shoulders. Do undertake for her, Lord, and stand by her and stand with her. And know, Lord, there are those that would like to find her gone, out of the way. Lord, she's a hindrance to some of them. But Lord, we pray thou would stand by her. We ask thee, Lord, to remember others, Lord, in this world, there in death and famine, in disease, appear for them. Indeed, Lord, as we've been singing, may thy goodness pass before them in the way. Hear prayer where there's war and bloodshed. Prayer for those that are persecuted for thy name's sake. Prayer for those that flee their lands. Lord, do help. Oh, do mercifully arise to appear for one another here and there. And oh, Lord, do help. Oh, bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Oh, then do help us now. Lord, we seem conscious that we've omitted to ask for something or acknowledge something that we should have. Lord, do make up where we so fail. Pardon where we ask amiss. Bless, dear Lord, this service. Bless the word that's been read. Bless the hymns that are sung. And help a poor man to speak a few things in thy name, to thine honour and glory and praise. Then, dear Lord, do come and as we look up unto thee, oh, as the psalmist says, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And Lord, why one's help must come from thee this morning. Then, dear Lord, do come and fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come. Open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We ask all in that worthy name of Jesus and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 618. The path that Christians tread to reason's eye is strange. Through regions of the dead they frequently must range. 10,000 monstrous beasts of prey beset the soul by night and day. Hymn 618.
in dependence upon thee, Lord. All needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to four words you find in the first chapter of the first book of Samuel, the 16th chapter and the second verse. 1 Samuel 16 verse 2. You read these words, "How can I go? How can I go?" I read the verse, and Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord." I found this word yesterday morning as I opened my Bible to start reading to find where I should preach from here today, particularly this morning. And I opened here on this chapter, and these words seem to immediately stand out. I seem to glance down this page and come to the bottom here, as it is in my Bible, and these words, "How can I go?" And it is the experience of many a child of God that asks this question. And yes, and these things are found covering the things of providence and of grace. And when we say the things of providence, why, those things of providence, they are indeed of grace also, are they not? Because, you see, those things of providence, we ask God. We ask the Lord to go before us. We seek the Lord's face. We ask his guidance in matters. And I don't know, but you know, and God knows, just how each one has come to chapel this morning. And it may be this as was your question, perhaps early this morning. How can I go? We start here. How can I go? You may feel to be the worst of everyone in the chapel this morning. You may feel to be the vilest of vile, the most wretched of the most wretched, of all wretches. You say, how can I go? How can I go to chapel today? Well, that's what you said, but you've come. You've come. And you know, I thought of this earlier this morning. Why, here in the Gospel according to Luke, and in the 18th chapter, we've got this, a parable that the dear Lord Jesus spoke. And he spoke it to those that trusted in themselves, that they were righteous, and they despise others. Well, if this is how you came, how can I go? Because you feel in your wretchedness and sinfulness, you certainly weren't trusting in your own righteousness. But you read this little parable here, of these two men that went into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Yes, You know the account. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. I thank God. God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortors, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I gave tithes of all that I possess. But then there was the publican, standing afar off. How can I go? But did he cry? He would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven. He smote on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, that's how he came. That's how he went into the temple. And is that how you've come into the house of God this morning, dear soul? And what do you read about him? This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. And what does the Apostle Paul say about that? Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. This man went down to his house justified. And say, my soul, why not for that? The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Why, yes, dear soul, Jesus has said, proclaimed, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can I go? You know, he went, and you've come. You've come to the house of God this morning. Yes. Looking unto Jesus. You come with a little who can tell. Maybe, yes, the Lord bless my soul this day. You say, I don't see how he can. That, dear soul, is a temptation of the adversary. The dear Lord Jesus, dear soul, said this, that all manner of sins shall be forgiven thee. All manner of sin. You take the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Moses slayed an Egyptian. Moses is found in heaven. You say, how do we know? When Jesus went up the mountain on one occasion, he took with him Peter, James and John, and he was transfigured before them, and he appeared in garments of glistening white, as no fuller could whiten them. And there appeared unto them, yes, Moses and Elias, and the Lord Jesus communed with them. Moses is in heaven, dear soul. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, the vilest sinner out of hell. David committed adultery. And it is very clear from the word of God that David's sin was pardoned and forgiven. Again, say, my soul, why not for thee? Oh, yes, on our the Lord is hard. He blesses sinners. He pardons. He speaks. The word of his grace found in John's epistle is if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess. And how can I go? Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. But dear soul, is faithful to his word. All manner of sin. Dear soul, Jesus, God's dear Son, came into this world to seek and to save sinners. He says himself this, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You've already said here this morning that you're not righteous. You've already acknowledged that you're a sinner. And dear soul, and do you not come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit? What did David say in Psalm 51? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Yes. Samuel said, how can I go? Well, dear soul, there's this. You see, the Lord showed him what to do. He was to take a sacrifice. Yes. Dear soul, do you come to chapel this morning with this sacrifice? A broken spirit and a contrite heart over your sin and your iniquity? Those sins that rise up like mountains. Before mountains, they shall become a plain. Before the heavens are rubbable, they shall become a plain, dear soul. He pardons, he forgives. He washes all away. See, he came to seek and to save. And why? He came to pay the ultimate price of the redemption of his people. There can be no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And John the Baptist says, does he not? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, you know, take the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, we just stop to think it like this. There's my sin and there's your sin. We needn't go any further. Oh, my sins are enormous. There are great catalogues full of our sin and iniquity. And Jesus came to pay the price of those sins. I hope of mine and I hope of yours. But then just go a little outside of that. Let's go a little wider than ourselves. Let's just go into this congregation here this morning. And all have sinned. Oh, that everybody felt it. That would be a wonderful blessing. Yes, and oh, our sins then here as a congregation are tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. If we did but know it. But Jesus came to pay the price of all those sins. Oh, that it may be so. Oh, that it may be so. Yes, how can I go? But then, go a little wider than that. You go to this country, the United Kingdom, the people living on it today. Wider than that, the whole world. Wider than that, from Adam's day to the present moment of time. Wider than that, from Adam's day to the end of time, and we know not when that will be. Of all the millions of people that have passed through this world, that are found in that covenant of God's grace, that are found like that poor, dear man in the temple that cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes, oh, Jesus came to save their sins and to pay the price of the redemption of their soul with his own heart's blood. Blessed be his name. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour, to praise? How can I go? We go like this, looking unto Jesus. Yes, he that has said in the word of his grace, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Come now. How can I go? Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. They'll be red like crimson. They shall be as wool. Dear soul, what more can he say? Then to you he has said, you who under Jesus for refuge have fled. How can I go? Go, dear soul. Dear soul, you go home. And you get in and you shut that door, the bedroom door, whatever it might be. Jesus says, shut the closet door and pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There is no if, but, or maybe. He shall reward thee openly. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. Dear soul, Christ Jesus came to the world to seek and to save sinners. Yes. Blessed be his name. How can I go? Plead in the name, blood, righteousness and finished work of the Saviour, the Redeemer on Calvary's cross, dear soul. What does the dear prophet tell us about the dear Lord Jesus in when he pays this price of the redemption of his people? Why, dear soul, he says this to us. that it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. When thou, the Lord, shall make his soul, the soul of the only begotten Son of God, the Son of God, his soul an offering for sin. And it was an offering that was indeed of an acceptable sacrifice. Shall see his seed, and shall prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul. He shall see the travail of his soul. There are those dear ladies here that have brought children into this world. You know what travail is. But it reads here, he shall see the travail of his soul. Dear soul, why we think of this? It's tonight being the first Lord's Day of the month, there's the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Who has instituted the ordinance and do this in remembrance of me. And why, remembering this, the travail of his soul. He was there in Gethsemane's garden. Sweating, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. That gives us a little insight into the depth of the travail of his soul. Why, naturally speaking for a moment, why, we may have a hard physical labouring job to do. There may be sweat. But at other times, there's those things that are very much on our heart and our mind. Those ordeals that we have to face. And they cause a sweat. And dear soul, but not one of us have yet sweat blood. But the Lord Jesus sweat blood. To fulfill this, the travail of his soul. And in that sweat, he cried out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And as talking about this on one occasion, with another of God's dear servants, he mentioned this to me. And that was that it reads there in the Gospel of Luke that he was in agony. And it's the only place in the Bible the word agony is found. Agony. Oh, that tremendous load. That which was before him. You know, we get worried, very concerned. Yes, and don't know what to do. How can I go? You think of this with the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I go? He prayed his way along. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But dear soul, poor sinner, you that came into chapel this morning, how can I go? You that came in like the publican in the temple, God be merciful to me, a sinner. You see, Jesus there, this all in the Garden of Eden, said this, didn't he? In prayer. Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Have you thought what that will was of the eternal God, the Father? Yes, all it was that his Son should pay the price of the redemption of his people with his own heart's blood. Nevertheless, not my will. I love the words you find in the end of Psalm 40. I know I may have mentioned these things before, but you see, this is the gospel. And sinners don't get tired of hearing the gospel. They say, let us hear the same things again the next Sabbath day. But you see, there, end of Psalm 40, the dear psalmist says, nevertheless, let's make sure we quote it correctly. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. And when Jesus was there, it is all. In Gethsemane's garden, sweating great drops of blood fall to the ground, praying to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He saw me ruined in the fall, and loved me not withstanding all. Amazing grace. In love to sinners, he said, nevertheless, he would pay the price. He loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. I had no real thoughts of speaking like this, but never mind. How can I go? How can I go? Yes, yes, oh, we go. The poor, the blind, the lame, the halt, go looking unto Jesus. But again, you know, and this thought comes to mind as well, and it bears on, I trust, what we've been saying. Why, here in the book of Esther, you know, there's this edict that's been signed that all these Jews should be exterminated. And and Esther, you know, she wonders why Mordecai acts like he does. But then, you see, Mordecai says this, does he not? That this that Hatach has brought about. Why? And there was this message, you see. Esther spake again unto Hatach and gave him commandment concerning Mordecai. I said Hatach just now. That was the wrong name. But here, there's this one that has been is Esther's man. Why? And she says, give him commandment concern unto Mordecai, all the king's servants and all the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come unto the king these 30 days. Esther, how could she go? How could she go? Why? But you know, dear soul, Mordecai says this to her, does he not? He answered, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? What did the Lord instruct to Samuel here? Yes, to take a sacrifice. And what does dear Esther do here? Why, gather together the Jews present in Shushan, and fast ye for me. And eat neither drink 3 days, night or day. I also with my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. You read the account. Did she perish? No. Why? Because there was this fasting, there was this prayer. This prayer made to the God of heaven. Yes, yes. He regards the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise their prayer. And that is all includes you. That includes you, poor soul. Yes, you see, there was this golden scepter. There was a golden scepter. I found this just before the service in the vestry here. Why, here in the book of Genesis, where it is that Jacob is blessing his children. Why? And here he is blessing Judah. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, as an old lion, who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Scepter, that which our queen, if my memory is correct, our queen, why, at her coronation, she was given the scepter. Ah, yes, this is all. Hold out the golden scepter. Here, the king in the book of Esther, he held up the golden scepter to Esther. There's a greater than King Ahaz, you hear us. There's the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. Yes, dear soul, his grace, his love, his mercy is such, he pardons and forgives. Yes, the very, very worst of sinners. How can I go? How can I go? Go, dear soul, looking unto Jesus. Go, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Go, dear soul, pleading his name, his blood, his righteousness, and his finished work. Go, dear soul, pleading what he has done. Yes, pleading his word, his sacred promises, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. What he himself has declared, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. You think of that. The very, very worst of sinners. I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, it takes you and I in this morning, doesn't it? It does. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes. I will in no wise. How can I go? Well, I've spent a lot of time like this morning on part of the subject I'd never really thought about. But perhaps just a few thoughts in closing then. How can I go? I don't know. You know, sometimes you may have to go to someone in authority over you. In the workplace. Perhaps you've got to face them next week, tomorrow even. How can I go? You go just the same, looking unto Jesus. Perhaps there's a decision that's got to be made. How can I go? Casting all your care upon him. Well, many years ago, when I was in business, somebody asked me to go into partnership with them. And my reply at the time was to this effect that, well, let me think about it. And I went to chapel a Sunday or two after that, and strangely enough, it was a reading service. But what was read was this, that my God shall supply all your need. Well, that was the text. Oh, and, you know, in that sermon, it was clear to me that I was not to go into partnership with this man. But then I'd got to go and tell him. How can I go? And I'd spoken to a dear godly lady, and she simply said to me, Richard, she said, the Lord's directed you what you're to do. And she said, now you go, asking the Lord to help you. And I trust I followed that advice. And I pass that on to someone perhaps here this morning. Yes, you go, committed to the Lord. And go, dependent upon him. How can I go? You know, there are many situations we might find ourselves in. How can I go? Dear soul, you may feel to be like dear Ruth, that Moabitess damsel. You seem, notice what I'm saying, You seem like her. You're so unlike one of God's people and one of God's children. But again, dear soul, you go looking unto Jesus. You go casting all your care upon him. And sometimes there are those doctor's visits, those hospital visits. How can I go? And you may feel and fear the worst. But this, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. How can I go? Yes. Sometimes you may feel that there's that is so impossible. It's impossible. How can I go? You're to go like the children of Israel when they compassed the city of Jericho. Yes, they went round that city once a day for 6 days. And they were commanded what to do. They weren't to speak. There's a time to speak and there's time to be silent. 6 days they were to be silent. The seventh day they were to compass the city 7 times. And on the 7th time they were to cry and shout. And the walls fell down flat. Now, those walls were, shall we say, impregnable. I had a little look at this recently. I looked on a website and those archaeologists that have been there looking at this ruined city, and it would appear that these walls were something like 12 feet in thickness and 30 feet high. Well, that is higher than this chapel and it is half the width of this chapel at least. Yeah. And those walls fell down flat. How can I go? Have you got something impossible, dear soul? Yes, it is impossible with men, but it's not impossible with God. Dear soul, he's able to make a way where there is no way. Blessed be his name. He'll make a way. Yes, and as you were singing there this morning in the opening hymn, he makes his goodness pass before us in the way. How can I go? Thy whole dependence on me fix, nor entertain a thought, thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. This, there it is. Thy whole dependence on me fix. Yes, let all fruitless searches go which perplex and tease us. We determine naught to know but a bleeding Jesus. How can I go? I must close, but this thought has just come into my mind. How can I go? Is there someone here concerned? Did you following the Lord and the ordinances of his house? Yes. And we follow the Lord in the ordinance of his house. Believer's baptism. Yes. How can I go? Yes. We go again, dear soul, looking unto Jesus. What is it the dear hymn writer says to us? Here in hymn number 144, he says, "This to us does he not?" And isn't this true of you, poor soul? Why, he says, "This does the dear man." Yes. The way the holy prophets went, the road that leads from banishment, the king's highway of holiness, I'll go, for all his paths I peace. This is the way I long have sought, and mourn because I found it not. My grief, my burden long has been, because I could not cease from sin. Then will I tell to sinners round, what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. How can I go?" You know, again, there's this. Does this concern someone here? Moses said to the Lord. The Lord had called Moses from the backside of the desert, had he not? And what is it, dear? Moses says, unto the Lord. Yes. The Lord said, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he, the Lord, said, "Certainly, I will be with thee." I say, "You'll go, dear soul. Certainly, I will be with thee." Jeremiah said, "I cannot speak, Lord, for I am but a child." Yes, and what did the Lord say to him? "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." How can I go? "Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." Yes, looking unto Jesus, casting all your care upon him. Well, one feels we've rambled around very much this morning. Maybe we've rambled into the path of someone here this morning, and the Lord's name shall have all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who will also preach, God willing, on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Sadler is engaged to preach next Lord's Day and hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with him. Part of hymn 507, and we'll commence to sing at verse 8. Hymn 507, verse 8. I want to trust, but cannot trust a God of providence. Although he bless from day to day, I'm full of diffidence. Hymn 507, commencing at verse 8.
bless thine own word. Do pardon all amiss. Do meet with us here this afternoon with the children, and again here this evening hour, and particularly round thy table. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.